The Top Gear presenter, Jeremy Clarkson, has denied using racist language while filming an episode of the BBC programme. It's after the Daily Mirror published a video, which was not broadcast, in which they claim he uses the N-word. We're going to play the Daily Mirror clip for you now so that you can make your own judgment. We would warn you that some listeners may find the content of this clip offensive.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. When he squeals, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Well, 1 minute Mr. Clarkson is denying using it, then he admits mumbling it. He's since issued this apology.
I realised that in one of the mumbled versions, if you listen very carefully with the sound turned right up, it did appear that I'd actually used the word I was trying to obscure. I was mortified by this, horrified. It is a word I loathe, and I did everything in my power to make sure that that version did not appear in the programme that was transmitted. In fact, I have here the note I sent at the time to the production office, and it says, I didn't use the N-word here, but I've just listened through my headphones, and it sounds like I did. Is there another take that we could use? Please be assured, I did everything in my power to not use that word. And that I'm sitting here begging your forgiveness for the fact that obviously my efforts weren't quite good enough.
The BBC says it has left Jeremy Clarkson in no doubt about how seriously it views the incident. You've just heard the clip in question in which you can hear him mumbling that rhyme with that N-word in it. 08459 555 678. And it just comes down to this. Do you think anybody else in the BBC would get away with doing that? Or is Jeremy Clarkson untouchable because of the amount of revenue he brings to the BBC? That is what the critics of the BBC are saying this morning. The presenter, Tricia Dudu, is with us today. Good morning to you, Trish.
Hello, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
And the broadcaster and barrister, Jerry Hayes. Good morning, Mr. Hayes.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
Good morning. Trish, what do you think?
I'm just extremely disappointed and frustrated. It's really funny because a couple of weeks ago, my son had an incident at school where someone had called him a dog bar because Jeremy Clarkson had put an image of a black dog on his Twitter and had called it Didier Dog Bar and thought it was funny. And someone at school had seen this and started calling it my son, and my son pushed the lad and there was an altercation. I had to explain to my son yesterday, this is the same guy who mentioned this word. And, you know, he's 11 years old and he's saying to me, Mum, but you work for the BBC, you're a freelance for the BBC. And I'm trying to explain to him, well, actually, okay, son, you know, maybe it's okay for some people to... And I'm thinking, what am I saying? No, it's not okay. Jeremy Clarkson isn't a racist. He's been stupid and he's used a racist term in a well-known nursery rhyme. Now, one, he didn't have to use the rhyme at all. He's, you know, the production team could have come up with a different alternative, but he did. And the fact that he felt comfortable to do it is really, really sad.
Of course, he claims, Trish, that he was going through the rhyme in his head in order to identify where that word was in order to leave it out later.
Yes.
He first of all claimed that he hadn't used it at all, and now he's claiming that he'd mumbled it, didn't want people to hear it, and he was just working out where the word was in the rhyme. And meanwhile, he's still an employee of the BBC. Maybe it's for the BBC to stand by him. Maybe the BBC have asked him about the context, they believe him, they trust him, and they should stand by him. You're black.
I mean,
let me cut to the chase here, Trish. You're black. How offensive is this to you?
Offensive. I don't like it when black rappers use it. I don't like it when middle-aged white men from Top Gear use it. I don't like the premise. It's offensive. And at the end of the day, I think the BBC have worked really hard in trying to look at diversity. You saw comedian Lenny Henry trying to bring the attention of diversity to the screen. And I think it's about time Jeremy looks for another career. This is not the first incident that he's used. A couple of weeks ago, it was using slope, referring to an Asian man crossing a bridge. you know, how much more do we really have to take of this man? He's
Clarkson said this is a pride moment, but there's a slope on it. That's what he said.
Yes.
Jerry Hayes?
Well, firstly, I think we've got to get it into context. Yes, I entirely agree with Tricia that the N-word is deeply offensive and should never be used anywhere, literally alone on air. The interesting thing was, it wasn't on air. And actually, for once, BBC editors got it right. They said, look, you can't use this, for heaven's sake, because there's an implication. Everyone knows what this rhyme is about. Now, one thing I'm not quite sure about, and don't forget, this was an outtake. It wasn't broadcast. But it was the actual rhyme without the N-word in used at all, because that's where he's in difficulty, because there's only one word that rhyme alludes to and what it's all about, and that is deeply racist. But if it's just about the outtake generally, well, an outtake is an outtake. Some of my outtakes are quite legendary, actually.
Really, Jerry? So what if
I'm not going to tell you.
Hold on a second. What if there had been people on the crew, on the production crew, around Jeremy Clarkson at the time that may have been offended, insulted by that word?
Yeah, I agree. That is a different issue altogether.
And what does it also say about a BBC presenter, Jerry, and the BBC, that they're prepared to tolerate that?
Well,
you know, the BBC have issued this statement saying, you know, that they've made it very clear to Mr. Clarkson what they think. How clear is the BBC making it to the public as to its level of tolerance?
Here's
a final point I'll make, Jerry.
Yeah,
you compare what happened to Carol Thatcher on The One Show, who would be
in the green room. In the green room.
Precisely. Wasn't on air. Carol Thatcher, way down the pecking order in terms of stature within the BBC, she was removed from broadcasting.
I thought that was the wrong decision. That was an overreaction.
But here's the point. The BBC removes Carol Thatcher and Jeremy Clarkson. Should he be treated differently because he's making the BBC, I don't know, 14 million, tens of millions a year? Or actually, should the BBC be big enough to be consistent? There's the question.
Yeah, I think it's a very good question. But the most important thing is, one, it didn't go on air. Two, there is an apology from the man. And he, as Tricia said, he
after he denied it, Jerry.
After he denied it. Well, yes. It wasn't the most handsome apology, and it wasn't the most accurate of apologies, but an apology there is. Now, I'm not defending Jeremy Clarkson. I love his writing. I don't particularly like Top Gear and all the interesting cars. But he's travelling very close to the wind. And, you know, if he does that again, I suspect he'll survive this.
Go ahead, Trish.
I'm standing outside a court, and I can't hear you.
Sorry, can I just say, on my TV show yesterday, we discussed this, and The viewers were livid, and this was black, white, pink and blue on the emails. And what they said is, look at the case in America where Donald Sterling has been banned for life. He didn't say those comments in public about black men to his former girlfriend. He said to his former girlfriend, don't bring any black men to the game. He'd been banned for life and given a maximum $2.5 million fine. They acted within 3 or 4 days. Now, here's a billionaire basketball owner that the NBA could really do with his feed. And I'm saying to the BBC, as a BBC freelancer, I want you to show it by example. This is, you know, he talks about Polish prostitutes. It's, you know, this flippant, casual disregard for offending people. When is it going to stop? When is it going to stop?
Some people are saying, Jerry, that this could be the first big test for Tony Hall, the new Director General.
Well, it could be. And, of course, the BBC will react in the usual way they do in these matters. They will panic. And I don't think they'll sack him. I think they'll give him his final yellow card. And hopefully he won't be so stupid as to do it again. It was interesting that Richard Littlejohn supported him, of all people. That's not the sort of person I'd want supporting me. So it's going to start a big row, I suspect, about political correctness.
Let me just run through some of the quotes from Mr. Clarkson's history of controversy. And this is one of the BBC's biggest stars. And he's not given favourable treatment, right? 2008, when taking part in a lorry driving test, change gear, check mirror, murder a prostitute, change gear, murder. 2010, he said, F430 Special looked like a simpleton and should have been called Special Needs. 2012, on the One Show, that striking public sector workers should be shot. 2014, when he is filming over the River Kwai, that is a proud moment, but there's a slope on it. And now he uses the N-word.
I didn't know about all of that, actually. That is really rather serious stuff.
Okay. Unfortunately, here's the 10 o'clock news. We've got to go to the news.